Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Orlando at the Starnet Spring Meeting, and I'm with John Becker, co-owner of Floors by Becker in Minneapolis. John, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks, Kemp.
Yes. You've won an award today. I want to talk about that in just a minute. First, just a little background. You're second generation, and your company has been around 62 years, and it's led by you and a cousin of yours. You've got two locations in Minneapolis and St. Cloud, right?
That's correct. And we are second generation, which is correct. My first cousin, Bill Becker, and I operate the company and actually purchased from the first generation here in the last few years the remaining stock. And we look forward to a bright future.
And you've been in flooring most of your life?
Yes, I have, other than my year and two in college and back with the family business after that. So,
and also a hockey player, right?
Yes, absolutely. Still playing at 55 years old.
All right. Well, we did a best practices on you, and I remember, and I wanted to point out real quick that you do a philosophy in hiring that I find very interesting, and you realize that jobs can be taught, but values can't. So you kind of use that in your hiring process, don't you?
That's correct. We pay really close attention to our human asset. It's probably the most important thing that we have, and we pay close attention that the new hires fit the culture of the company, and when they come in, they're very teachable, and they're on board with the mission of the company.
And you're a union house, right?
That is correct. We've been a union member since 1959 when the company was founded. We're very proud of that, and the union is gaining great traction in the education and negotiating of sizable healthcare systems and education systems, etc. Really proud of the fact that we are a member of that union, part of the Carpenters Union. Their training programs and what they've invested back into the flooring today is substantial, and it's starting to pay real dividend.
You don't struggle with some of the labor issues like some of the other people because of all the apprentice programs and things like that, right?
That's correct. And what we're focusing now is getting to a younger generation. We're reaching out to the high schools, guidance counselors, etc., really getting down to business with the kids that aren't, you know, necessarily equipped for a four-year college degree, but very skilled with their hands, hardworking, and want to do something besides pile up some debt and try to get through something they're maybe not meant for.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's talk about this award. The Starnet shareholders meeting just ended, and in that meeting you were awarded the High Performance Growth Award. And from what I understand, the criteria for that is that you have supported the vendor partners and grown your business with them better than any other member.
Thanks. I'm really proud of this award. It speaks highly of the team and the things that we do and the forward look that we have. And yes, the importance of Starnet and the vendor support that we must give them for this organization to maintain its strength and its long-term outlook. So we're very proud of this award. We've won some design awards in the past, but this one has a lot of meaning for the team coming back home. We're going to celebrate and really put a star over the top of this award.
Well, one of the reasons I want to interview you is this recognition is kind of where the rubber meets the road. I mean, this whole organization is built around these relationships. Some people estimate that a commercial contractor might be able to influence 25% of the product that ends up on the floor. I don't know what your take is on that, but you've been able to influence more business toward the vendors that have aligned with Starnet.
That's correct, and it's really due to the whole Starnet theme of partnering with your vendors and the value that that brings. We're in a people game, and we're trying to play that people game the best we can, and we have to do it with these vendors. They bring a lot to the table. There's been a lot of consolidation in the industry, and they're very focused on what it's going to take to go forward. It's a very competitive market, as you know, and we're getting nipped at from all angles. It's discretionary money in some instances and time-related, so we really look forward to what the industry is bringing right now and how they're looking at it. They've professionalized the industry quite a bit in the last few years, and it's continuing with education and organizations like Starnet.
Are there any secrets to the way you're doing this? I mean, because, you know, I know Starnet has a couple of programs where you go on meetings with the vendor partner and establish a relationship together. Are you doing some of that?
Absolutely. Actually, Dan Ulfig and myself brainstormed an idea about the education and tried to speed up that process. As you know, we've got roughly 1,000 sales associates, project managers, under the Starnet umbrella and under member companies. And to try to get through the training process, we figured out a way to possibly accelerate that and get down to the heart of the flooring industry down in Dalton, Georgia, and get our people educated and also give them a flavor of what StarNet brings to each of our member companies. And that's planting the seeds of growth. And I'm looking forward to it. It's in its initial year this year, so we'll see how that ends up being. If it's successful, it'll continue, and I think they'll expand on it. But for now, I think it's a great opportunity for all of our members to really give their teams what we as owners get when we come to StarNet, and many other training opportunities that we're obviously privileged to.
John, real quick before we end this interview, just how's your business doing now and what's your outlook for the rest of the year?
Business is excellent. Backlog strong. We're looking out probably into the 2020 range that we can see that it should be pretty strong. We've had a tremendous upward growth in the last couple of years, and we hope we can continue that. We've seen an interesting presentation yesterday, which throws a new twist to all of us. Great economic advice, and I think it's going to be a strong economy. And as things go, we don't know what geopolitical and all the other things that come together to create all that, but we're hoping that it continues for some time to come.
All right, John, great to be with you, and congratulations on your award. I've been talking to John Becker, co-owner of Floors by Becker, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.